USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still hospitalized with COVID-19, President Trump says he feels much better in a new video shot at Walter Reed Medical Center. In the four-minute video posted on Twitter, the president says he wasn't feeling well at all when he came in, but everyone's working to get him all of the way back. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, confirms the president gave him a scare.
We were real concerned with that. You know, he had a fever and his blood oxygen level had dropped. Rapidly.
Senate Democrats requesting a delay in Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearings. They've written to Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, telling the Republican he would be putting the health of the senators at risk if they move towards hearings as scheduled. A hearing is currently set on October 12th. And this is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/worldsightsday. That's onesight.org/worldsightsday.
In California, the glass fire near Calistoga is now 10% contained. Jeff Ose of Cal Fire says multiple factors have made the fire especially hard to beat.
The narrowness of the roads makes it difficult for the fire apparatus to travel. It makes it difficult for us to establish lines. It just makes the work more intensified. And understand that if this were the only fire in the state right now, we'd probably have 2 to 3 times as many personnel.
Also, heavy smokes made it impossible this weekend so far for firefighting helicopters to come in and help. Staff for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton asking federal officials to investigate their boss for several allegations, including abuse of office, improper influence, and bribery. A one-page letter to the state agency's Director of Human Services has 7 executives in the upper tiers of the office calling for a probe of the 57-year-old Republican elected in 2014. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A New Jersey bill would turn the Roe v. Wade abortion ruling into state law. Governor Phil Murphy announcing Friday that state lawmakers will introduce a bill to protect a woman's right to an abortion, codifying the Supreme Court ruling in New Jersey. It would protect a woman's right to reproductive freedom, according to Murphy, and would remove barriers preventing women from being able to get abortions. The legislation would take effect should the Supreme Court ever overturn Roe v. Wade. Police are looking for a former Major League pitcher who's suspected of killing his ex-girlfriend in metropolitan Phoenix on Friday. Scottsdale police say a roommate heard gunshots in the victim's bedroom and saw the woman's ex-boyfriend, 37-year-old Charles Hager, leave the room with a gun. Hager, a Michigan native, spent parts of 5 seasons in the majors with the Chicago White Sox, San Diego Padres, and L.A. Dodgers. His car was found unoccupied near Flagstaff, about 140 miles north of Phoenix. The baseball world continues to mourn the death of a pitching legend.
He starts the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike called! A no-hitter for Gibson!
Bob Gibson was 84 when he died Friday of pancreatic cancer. The St. Louis Cardinals great was a 2-time Cy Young Award winner and 1968 MVP. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.